Okay. So 6:40, we're supposed to do our sitting meditation, but like I told you, immediately after dinner, because there are some who take 5 precepts, so we need to allow them to have enough time. So we will do our evening chanting first, then followed by the sitting meditation. Then after that, we can have our Q&A in Dhamma discussion. Okay. So evening chanting. Turn to page 19. Morning chanting. Oh, evening chanting is page 8. Page 8. Okay, today you make sure you get the right page. The English translation is on page 9. Joy's own is different. Your chanting book is the earlier version. Go for evening chanting. Okay, ready? Get the cordless mic. Okay, we can start now. Dedication of offering. To the blessed one, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the blessed one's disciple, who have practiced well, to this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offering our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generation. May this simple offering be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. Then you are bow, 5-point prostration bow. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. Pay respect. The blessed one's disciple who has practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us chant. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one. Now let us chant the collection of the Buddha. A good word of the blessed one's reputation has spread as follows. He, the blessed one, is indeed the pure one,
the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the world. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and humans. He is awake and holy.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha. The Buddha, the truly worthy one, endowed with such excellent qualities, whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom and compassion, who has enlightened the wise like the sun awakening the lotus. I bow my head to that peaceful chief of conquerors, the Buddha, who is the safe, secure refuge of all beings. As the first object of recollection, I venerate him with bowed head. I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and Guide. The Buddha is sorrow's destroyer, who bestows blessings on me. To the Buddha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk the Buddha's path of awakening. For me, there is no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Buddha and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome.
Bow.
By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Buddha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted. That in the future they may be restrained regarding the Buddha. Now let us chant the recollection of the Dhamma. The Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One, apparent here and now, timeless, encouraging investigation, leading inwards, to be experienced individually by the wise. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma. It is excellent because it is well expounded, and it can be divided into path and fruit, practice and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. I revere the excellent teaching, that which removes darkness, the Dhamma which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the second object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Dhamma's servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and Guide. The Dhamma is sorrow destroyer, and it bestows blessing on me. To the Dhamma, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me, there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge.
By the utterance of this truth,
may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Dhamma and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome.
You all bow down, eh? Then don't come out until we finish this one.
By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted.
that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Dhamma.
Okay, you all can come up. Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha. They are the blessed ones' disciple
who have practiced well, who have practiced directly, who have practiced insightfully, who have practiced with integrity. That is the four paths, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the blessed ones' disciple. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha. Born of the Dhamma, that Sangha which has practiced well,
the field of the Sangha, formed of eight kinds of noble beings, guided in body and mind by excellent morality and virtue, I revered that assembly of noble beings, perfected in purity, the Sangha which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the third object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Sangha's servant. The Sangha is my Lord and Guide. The Sangha is sorrow destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Sangha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk the well-practiced way of the Sangha. For me, there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessings of this practice, by its power and all obstacles be overcome.
Your bow,
By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action that I have committed towards the Sangha, may my acknowledgement of all be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Sangha.
Okay. Then we have to do the closing homage. We're supposed to meditate for a while. Then followed by the matong. Then we will do the closing homage, the Thai style.
Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi.
Bow.
Svakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho sanghang namami.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
I will share with you all some reflection, because we are still early. We still got 10 minutes. Okay. There is this part where they chant the three characteristics of anicchang, dukkang, anatta. So I will recite. They got Pali and English. I think we can recite them together. Joyce, do you know which part or not? Salutation to the Triple Gem. Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem. And a passage or encouragement. You got the page? 32, ah? Okay? Okay. No, salutation to the Triple Gem. Oh, you turn to the last page. Oh, okay. That one is Anatta Lakkhana Sutta. That one different. Yours is page 12, is it? I think so. Correct not? Salutation to the Triple Gem. Okay. We start this one. Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and a passage of encouragement. The Buddha... You got it? The Buddha... Absolutely pure with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear sight of wisdom, destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed that Buddha I revered, the teaching of the Lord like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruit, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed, that Dhamma I revered,
the Sangha,
the most fertile ground for cultivation,
those who have realized
peace awaken after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abandoned, devotedly indeed, the Sangha I revered, the salutation should be made to that which is worthy. Through the power of such good action, may all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come into this world and be an arahant, a perfectly awakened being.
Purifying the way.
Yeah, our delusion, calming and directing to perfect peace and leading to enlightenment, this way he has made known. Having heard the teaching, we know this. Birth is dukkha, aging is dukkha, and death is dukkha. Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are dukkha. Association with the sight is dukkha. Separation from the light is dukkha. Not attaining one's wish is dukkha. In brief, the five focus of the grasping of mind are dukkha. These are as follow. Identification with the body, identification with feeling. Yeah, yours is different. Oh, yours is attachment. Actually, it's attachment, but same meaning. When you identify, you attach. Oh, yours is printed as attachment. Okay, we chant attachment. So the five aggregate of grasping are suffering. So we start again. Attachment with the body. Attachment with
to form.
Oh, yours is attachment to form.
attachment to feelings. We start again from this in brief.
Okay.
The five focuses of identity are dukkha. These are as follows: attachment to form, attachment to feelings, attachment to perception, attachment to formation, attachment to self-consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructed his disciple in just this way. In addition, he further instructed, form is impermanent, feeling is impermanent, perception is impermanent, manners are impermanent, sense consciousness are impermanent,
form is not self,
feeling is not self,
perception is not self,
formation are not self,
self-consciousness is not self,
all conditions are transcend.
There is no self-integrated or the uncreated.
All of us are bound by birth, aging and death,
by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair,
bound by dukkha and obstructed by dukkha.
Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering.
The Blessed One, who long ago attained Parinibbana, is our refuge.
Dhamma. This one is by the monks and nuns.
Oh, okay, then we stop there. Okay, I know why just now they changed it. Because this old book, I think, people commented. You see, the old version, they put here, the five aggregates of grasping are suffering. Then the old version, they make a mistake. They thought rupa in Pali, rupa upadana kando. So they say identification with the body. They only understood the rupa as the physical body, the first aspect. That's why they knew they make a mistake. So now they change. They change it to form. Attachment to form. You realize or not? Because there are two types of form. The other one is mental form. Form is not physical body alone. So this is where they corrected it. Then, identification is not so strong a word because upadana khanda is actually attachment, grasping. The correct word is grasping. Because the enlightened being, especially Arahant, their aggregates are pure aggregate, non-grasping. They are non-grasping because of their wisdom, not because the form and mind doesn't grasp. The form and mind always grasp when there is delusion. But because Arahant has perfected the wisdom, that's why they are non-grasping. They are pure aggregate. So here the word identification, they have changed to attachment, which is correct. Then feeling remain the same, perception remain the same. Then attachment to formation, actually mental formation is also correct. I don't know why they just changed to formation. Because it should be sankhara. Because sankhara is everything that your mind can do. Then consciousness, they want to make it clearer. They put attachment to sense consciousness. Understand not? But actually, this consciousness is correct because the various type of sense door consciousness are those consciousness. When you talk about the four aggregate of mind, vedana, sanya, sankara, and vijnana. And vijnana is consciousness, all type of consciousness. So when they do the English translation, I think they realized the first edition got slight mistake, so they corrected it. Yours must be an updated one. Yeah. What year is yours? Not written in front. Here, 1994, first edition by Amravati. Oh, no wonder. Yours is second edition. So later on, the old one we need to change. Good. Okay. So now you can start your meditation. So you have about. You want to have 1 hour or 45 minutes? I think 45 minutes will be enough. Because initial session is to settle in. We go for 45 minutes. 7:45. I will ring the bell. Then we can start early. Okay, you can now off the light and do your meditation.